Well, praise the Lord.
赞美我们的主。
Are you happy?
你开心吗？
Who's the happiest Christian here? Let me see your hand. 最快乐的基督徒举起手。Ah, we sang at the beginning about the joy of the Lord.
开始我们说从耶和华得来的喜乐。
And it is our strength.
就是我们的力量。
And do you, have you ever wondered what the joy of the Lord is?
你们想过到底从神来的喜乐是什么吗？
What is the Lord's joy?
从耶和华来的喜乐是什么呢？
What gives God joy?
什么时候能够把喜乐带给主呢？
You know, in Luke chapter 15, it talks about one lost sheep.
在路加福音第十五章讲到说一个迷失的羊。
And when that one sheep was found,
当那个迷失的羊被找到以后，
there was rejoicing in heaven.
我在天上有大喜乐。
Joy in heaven.
大喜乐。
Do you know what gives God joy is the harvest?
能够把喜乐带给神的是很大的丰收。
And when I think of what God is doing around the world today, there must be incredible joy in heaven.
当想到神在世界各地所做的工作，在神天堂那里。Sometimes
I think that's why the angels have wings, so they can just flap around.
所以因此呢，天使有翅膀，在那里可以拍呀拍呀。
And just rejoice.
他们在那里非常的欢喜快乐。
And I want to talk about that this morning.
所以今天早上会要讲这个。
Because it was such a joy for me to be here 1 year ago.
在一年前很高兴在这个回到当中。
When this special place was dedicated to the Lord.
当这个特别的建筑能够奉献给神的时候。
And so I get to come again now for the first birthday.
在一岁的时候可以再一次来过。
I thought maybe I'll come every year.
可能我以后每年都来。
And each year we hear what God is doing.
每年我们都听说神在世界各地的工作。
And so as I was praying today,
所以今天当我在祷告的时候
before actually coming,
还没有来之前
your theme has to do with possessing the land.
所以我们的主题是得着脚掌所踏之地。
And in Numbers chapter 13, when Moses sent out the spies,
在民数记第十三章，当摩西差遣这个探子出去的时候
，to survey the land,
来窥探那地
，that God had given them,
神已经给他们那地。
One of the things Moses said to them,
其中一件神摩西对他们说的
，was see if the soil is fertile,
然后看看这个土地是否肥沃
，because we're going to be planting seed,
我们在那里要撒种。
And that is a calling that God has given the church.
这是神给教会的一个呼召。
To sow the seeds of His word all over the world.
能够将他的话语能够在世界各地撒种。
You know, I heard some time ago that there's a special place in the world where they have taken millions of seeds and stored them up in case there's some disaster.
我听说很久以前有一个地方，他们将很几百万的种子，收藏在一个地方，预备这个灾难临到的时候。
Someday a meteorite comes and much of the world is destroyed or something.
如果有一天，如果世界被毁灭的时候，或者是大灾难临到的时候。
Now we believe the Bible.
我们相信神的话。
So we're not afraid.
我们不会害怕。
But the scientists say, "Oh, we need to keep the seeds."
然后这个科学家说，我们要把这个种子留下来。
So there's a place way up by the Arctic, by the north, near the North Pole.
靠近北极的地方有一个这样一个地方。
Where it, owned by the country of Norway.
那是挪威政府所拥有的。
And deep in the ground, they've saved seeds from I wrote this down 930,000 different kinds of plants and all kinds of foods.
有93万种不同的植物跟种子埋藏在地里面。
But each one of them is still just a seed.
然后每一个都是一粒种子。
But it could last for thousands of years.
这个种子可以说。存留到几千年。
And if it's planted,
当你种下去的时候
，if in a sense it dies,
死去以后
，it can produce much fruit.
它可以结出很多果子来。
And I think about the supernatural seeds God has given us.
我想到神给我们超自然的种子。
Now, first of all, we serve a supernatural Savior.
我们侍奉是一位超自然的救主。
Of all the religions in the world, only Christianity has a Savior that rose from the dead.
所有世界的宗教里面，只有基督教的耶稣基督从死里复活的。
And we have a supernatural book.
我们有一个超自然的圣经。
This book is not an ordinary book.
这个圣经不是普通的书。
It's alive with the presence of God.
乃是神的同在，非常活泼。
So I want to talk about supernatural seeds for a few minutes.
在这里会讲一些超自然的种子。
Because this happens to be a time each year at River of Life.
这是我每一年在细谷生命和灵粮堂。
Where really you're thinking about the planting of seeds in the months to come.
我们在想说，在未来的几个月要来撒种。
And so we pray about making a faith pledge.
因此，我们在祷告说要为信心认献。
And it really is by faith.
其实乃是凭信心。
Because we want to trust the Lord for even greater things than He's done before.
我们信靠神，在我们当中做比以前更伟大的事情。
Now you see, the word supernatural means this.
那你看到这个超自然的时候是什么意思呢？
Departing from what is usual or normal.
乃是离开那属于普通或者正常的。
That which transcends the laws of nature.
然后超自然的是指超越一切自然规律。
And you know, it's impossible to imagine a little tiny seed.
很难想象一个非常渺小的种子。
Being planted.
撒种以后
and then it produces a tree,
然后能够长出一棵树来
and in the tree, there's fruit,
然后树上有很多的果子
and in the fruit, there's more seeds,
然后果子里面有很多的种子
and that's such a beautiful picture of what happens when we plant seeds of the good news.
当我们把福音很好的种子撒下去的时候，这是非常美好的一个图画。
Now, one of the most familiar passages about this in the Old Testament is in the book of Isaiah.
一个非常熟悉的一个经文乃是在以赛亚书第五十五章
It's chapter 55.
五十五章
And verses 8 through 11.
从第八到第十一节。
And it says, My thoughts are completely different from yours.
在我的意念非同你们的意念。
Says the Lord.
耶和华说。
And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine.
我的道路是远远超过你们所能够想象的。
For just as the heavens are higher than the earth.
天怎样高过地。
So my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
And then the prophet says this.
然后先知如此说。
And it's the Lord speaking.
然后主如此说。
The rain and snow come down from the heavens.
雨雪从天而降。
And they stay on the ground to water the earth.
并不返回，却滋润地土。
They cause the grain to grow,
使地上发芽结实。
Producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry.
使撒种的有种，他食要吃的有粮。
And verse 11 is so important.
然后第十一节这么重要。
It says, "It is the same way with my word."
他说我口所出的也必如此。
I send it out.
我拆出去的。
And it always produces fruit.
绝不突然返回，就要结果子。
It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it.
就要成就我所喜悦的，在我所发它去成就的事上必然亨通。
Well, while I was just meditating between the services,
在崇拜之间，我在那里默想的时候
，I remember a deacon in our church when we were first starting in the ministry.
我记得我们教会一个执事，当我们开始事工的时候
，He's so faithful.
他是非常的忠心
，and he so blessed me.
他真的是祝福了我。
And one day I asked him, "How did you come to Christ?"
一天问他说，你怎么能够信靠耶稣呢
？He said, "Oh, when I was just a teenager."
他说，当我还是青少年的时候
，and finished high school.
我完成了高中。
I didn't know what to do with my life.
不知道我的生命该如何做。
And I said, "I thought I would join the Navy."
我想我可能要参加海军。
And he said, "From where I lived."
我所住的地方。
Which was in the church where I was working at that time.
那时候我在这个教会里面服侍。
He said, the naval station was about two hours drive from where I was."
然后附近大概两个小时以外是这个海军的一个点。
And so he said, whenever I had a leave, when I could go home, I would hitchhike.
所以当我有时候想回去的时候，我就希望能够搭顺风车。
And back during those days, a lot of people would hitchhike.
那时候很多人就会搭顺风车。
And then he went in the service.
然后他就参加了这个军队。
And he was there for 4 years or so.
在四年参加的军队。
But one time he came home.
有一次他回来的时候。
And as he came home, he was hitchhiking.
当他回来的时候，搭顺风车。
And the man that stopped said this to him.
然后一个人就停了车载他。
He said, "I'll give you a ride."
他说我给你坐顺风车。
If you'll read this little booklet.
但是要读这个小册子。
Now I didn't need to correct one part of that story.
必须纠正其中一个故事点。
This happened right at the beginning when he was going back and forth.
这乃是他从海军回家这个来回的期间。
So he was. This was before he went overseas.
那时候他还没有到海外去。
And he was coming home one day on a weekend leave.
有一天周末，当他回家的时候。
And the man said to him, "I'll give you this booklet."
这个人对他说，我给这个手册你。
If you promise to read it.
然后你答应我要读。
I'll give you a ride.
那我就给你搭顺风车。
And this brother said, I promise I'll read it.
弟兄说，好，我答应会读。
And he completely forgot his promise.
他完全忘记他所答应的。
And when he got home,
但是回家以后
he just put it in a drawer.
就把它放在抽屉里面。
He called it his junk drawer. He had all kinds of junk in it.
就是那个所谓的垃圾的这个抽屉。
And so he put it there.
他把它放在那边。
And then he went back and went overseas.
然后就回去以后就被差派到海外去。
It was like 4 years later.
然后大概四年之后
and he comes home.
他回到家。
And his mother had called him and told him that we're moving.
他妈妈告诉他我们要搬家了。
And I've been emptying out your drawers.
我就把你的抽屉都清掉。
And I want you to come and look through those, see if there's anything you want.
我来看看哪一些东西你要保留的。
And he came into his bedroom.
他来到他的睡房。
And all kinds of things were on the bed.
所有的东西都在床上。
And as he was looking through this junk,
当他翻这些垃圾的时候，
there he found that booklet.
看到这个小册子。
And he said he remembered the man that gave it to him.
他记得那个给他小册子的人。
And he promised he would read it.
答应说他会读这个册子。
And he said something came over me.
有一件事情临到他。
That I needed to read that.
我需要来读这个小册子。
And he said I sat down.
我就坐下来。
And I read through the booklet.
我就读完这个小册子。
And in that moment I knew I needed Jesus.
这个时候我就遇见了耶稣。
And he said I gave my heart to Jesus.
我将我的心给了耶稣。
And I decided that I need to go to a church.
我决定说要到教会去。
And he opened up the phone book.
他就把电话簿打开。
And looked at alphabetically at the churches.
A B C 这样来看。
And our church happened to be one of the first ones.
我教会是排在第一。
And he thought, I'll try that church.
先来试试这个教会。
And now this was years after that.
这个是很多年以后。
And by then he was a deacon in the church.
那时候他已经是教会，现在是教会的执事。
That was the power of that one seed that would have been planted 4 years before that.
看到四年前这个福音的种子的能力现在发芽了。
God said, I send out my word.
神说我把的话也拆出去。
And it always produces fruit.
一定会结出果子来。
It's going to accomplish what I intend for it to accomplish.
能够成就我所喜悦的事情。
And I see about six different examples of, I call it a six-fold sampling of supernatural seeds.
我看到这有超自然的这个种子有六个例子。
Because this is a day that you're going to be praying about what kind of a harvest do I want from the Lord?
所以今天你要来祷告说你到底要有什么样的收成。
What am I willing to do to plant those seeds?
我到底要做什么能够来撒这样的一个种子。
And the first of these is the seeds of the word.
第一个种子是神话语的种子。
This is the good news.
这是好消息。
In 1 Corinthians 3, we read this.
在哥林多前书第三章我们读到。
Paul is speaking.
保罗在说。
He says, my job was to plant the seed in your hearts.
他说我的工作是把种子栽在你的心中。
And Apollos watered it.
亚波罗在那里浇灌。
But it was God, not we, who made it grow.
不是我们，而是神叫它生长。
In verse 7, it says,
第七节他说。
The ones who do the planting or watering aren't important.
那个栽种的、浇灌的并不重要。
But God is important because He is the one who makes the seed grow.
但是神是重要的，因为他叫它生长的。
Now the one who plants and the one who waters work as a team with the same purpose.
但是栽种的和浇灌的同一个目的来工作。
So we are all a part of that team.
我们都是这样的一个团队里面的一个成员。
And even our ministry.
就算是我们的施
工，
万国主教布道会
is a partner, a part of the team with River of Life.
跟生命河是一个同一个团队。
And together we're sowing these seeds.
一起我们撒福音的种子。
Now when Paul says it's that we're not important,
那保罗说我们并不是如此的重要。
He doesn't really mean we're not important.
不是说我们不重要。
He means it's not important who gets the credit.
那是说谁得荣耀并不是那么重要。
Because we're working together.
因为我们在一起工作。
And we're spreading the seeds of the word.
我们来是把神话语的种子撒出去。
Now that's related to the next type of seeds.
第二个种子呢
？I just refer to these as seeds of the harvest.
就是收成的种子。
Then Mark chapter 4 talks about this.
马可福音第四章提到这个。
When Jesus is describing one who is a sower.
耶稣又形容说他是一个撒种的人。
And he says this.
他说。
This is what the kingdom of God is like.
他的神国好像这样。
A man scatters seeds on the ground.
人把种子撒在地上。
Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows.
黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。
Even though he doesn't know how.
那人却不知道该如何这样。
Now some of you in the past months have made faith gifts.
可能我们弟兄姐妹有些人在几个月前已经做了信心认献。
You don't know exactly where those gifts may have gone.
你不知道这些奉献到哪里去。
But all over the world they're sprouting and growing.
但在全世界各地他们在发芽在成长。
In verse 28 it says.
在二十八节他说。
All by itself, the soil produces grain.
它的地生五谷是出于自然的。
First the stalk, then the head.
先发苗后长穗。
Then the full kernel in the head.
在长穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
In other words, it's a process that's taking place.
这是一个程序在发生。
And then it says, as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come.
谷季熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
what you heard some moments ago about Cambodia, the harvest has come to Cambodia.
刚才听到刚才柬埔寨的事情，我们看到收成已经来到了柬埔寨。
This is the great time to plant more seeds there.
这是非常美好的时刻，能够撒更多的种子在那边。
Because even in those seeds, there will be more seeds.
因为这些种子撒了以后，会结出更多的种子来。
Just like the apple tree I mentioned earlier.
就好像刚才所讲的苹果树一样。
It has all kinds of apples.
有各种不同的苹果。
But all kinds of seeds are in those apples.
在苹果里面有不同的种子。
And years ago, I heard someone say this.
很多年前听有人这样说。
Even a child can count the seeds that are in an apple.
连个小孩都能够数上苹果里面有多少粒种子。
But only God can count the apples that are in that seed.
然后只有神能够知道说，在这样一个苹果里面的种子能够结出多少个苹果。
And you never know what may happen through the seeds that you're planting.
你不知道说你撒出的种子到底结出多少果子。
And when I was thinking about all those seeds up by the North Pole being planted, I was thinking over all the years that River of Life Church has existed, there are millions of seeds that have been planted.
我在想说，生命和灵粮堂这么多年来，我们有成千上万、百万的种子已经撒在世界各地。
But they're not stored up dormant somewhere.
但是并不是好像睡眠的种子躺在那边而已。
They're producing fruit.
他们是结出许多的籽粒来。
And then there are seeds of faith.
然后有信心的种子。
In Matthew 17, we read this.
马太十七章我们读到。
This was an occasion where the disciples were trying to cast out a demon.
那时候是门徒他们想赶出巫鬼。
But they were unsuccessful.
他们不能够成功。
And so verse 19 says, afterwards the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon?
十九节门徒暗暗地来到耶稣跟前说，我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？
And Jesus said this.
然后耶稣说，
You didn't have enough faith.
因为你们的信心小。
I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move, and it would move that from there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible.
我实在地告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。
The lesson that I get from this is that you don't have to kind of have a whole lot of faith.
从这里学习的功课是我们不需要有好像很多的信心。
Because you don't measure faith that way.
我们不能够如此来衡量信心。
Because Jesus said, if you have just enough faith as that of a tiny mustard seed,
耶稣说你只要信心像一粒芥菜种那么小，
you can move something as huge as a mountain.
你可以移动一个像山那么大的东西。
And so what he's saying is this, take the faith that you have.
耶稣说你要把你的信心所拥有的，
and exercise that faith.
然后使用这个信心。
And then that faith will actually begin to grow.
然后这个信心会不断的成长。
And many who have known Jesus throughout their life understand that principle.
然后耶稣跟门徒们开始明白这样的一个原则。
The more you step out in faith, the next time the more faith you have.
更多的你凭信心踏出去，你会有更多的信心增加给你。
And then there are seeds of sacrifice.
然后我们有牺牲的种子。
Now sometimes it's a real sacrifice when we step out in faith.
很多时候，当我们凭信心踏出去的时候，是需要牺牲的。
Jesus talked about a seed being put in the ground and dying.
耶稣讲到一个种子被埋在地里面死了。
This is what he said in John 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
He said the truth is a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil.
我是来告诉你们，一粒麦子必须要埋在地里面。
Now that's what happens when we take the gospel to some place or some person. We're planting it in the soil of their heart.
这是让我们把福音带到一个人的当中的时候，我们把这个种子埋在他的心中。
The truth is that a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil.
然后一粒麦子必须要落在地里面。
And then unless it dies,
然后必须要死。
It will be alone.
不然它仍旧是一粒。
A single seed.
仍旧是一粒。
But its death will produce many new kernels.
若是死了以后呢，就结出许多籽粒来。
A plentiful harvest of new lives.
然后很多很多收割。新的生命要出生。
I've been amazed over the years of some of those in our ministry partners that have made great sacrifices.
在我们侍奉的伙伴当中，看到他们做出很多很多的牺牲。
A sacrifice is to give up something dear to you for the sake of another.
牺牲乃是把你自己看为宝贵的付出去为了别人。
There's always things we could do with our resources.
很多时候我们手上的资源，我们可以做很多的事情。
We can always come up with new things that we would like.
我们希望能够有一些新的事情。
It's when we begin to sacrifice those things for the sake of others, the lost, that the blessing of God really begins to come on our lives.
当我们开始为了世上的灵魂，我们牺牲出去的时候，我们看见神的祝福就因此临到生命当中。
And it's a blessing that's eternal.
而这乃是永恒的一个祝福。
And that's what really is the joy of the Lord.
这乃是耶和华的喜乐。
And so I refer to another kind of seeds as seeds of giving.
所以另外一个种子就是给予的种子。
Now this is really related to everything I've been sharing.
这乃是我刚才所讲的这一切。
But listen to what Paul the Apostle said about this.
那使徒保罗他怎么说呢？
When he was speaking to the Corinthian believers.
当他对哥林多的信徒们说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
He says, remember this.
第六节他说你们要记得这一点。
A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop.
这个农夫呢，少种的就少收。
But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop.
那些多种的必有多收。
And then verse 10 says this.
然后第十节说。
For God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and then bread to eat.
那是粮给撒种的，是粮给人吃的。
In the same way, He will give you many opportunities to do good.
他必给你很多很多的机会，让你能够结出仁义的果子。
And He will produce a great harvest of generosity in you.
然后他能够使你结出许许多慷慨仁义的果子。
And so here we're talking about the seeds of our giving.
这里讲到说我们给予的种子。
Now, of course, that begins with the giving of our tithe.
这当然是把十一奉献给出去。
But we bring the tithe into the storehouse so that the ministry of God can go on.
我们把十一奉献纳入神的家、神的仓库，好让事工能够继续的进行。
But then, even beyond that,
但是超过这十一奉献
is the giving of our offerings.
哦，乃是我们真正的奉这个献祭。
Now, you've probably heard this many times. I imagine.
您可能听过很多次了。
That the tithe is the Lord's.
这个十一奉献是属于主的。
It's not ours.
不是我们的。
It's His.
乃是他的。
But then beyond that,
超过十一奉献
are the opportunities for us to plant seeds of giving.
哦，乃是我们有机会能够撒这个给予的种子。
And that's what happens when you make a faith pledge.
这就是我们要做信心认信的原因。
And especially when you say, I don't know that there's any way I can do this on my own.
你可以说我靠我自己可能不能够做这一切的事情。
But I'm going to trust God to provide.
但是我要相信神。
And over the years, I have heard so many that have been blessed.
这么多年来，我听到很多蒙福的例子。
And even through River of Life, when I've heard stories.
也透过生命河听到很多故事。
And I just thank God for those that are willing to step out in faith.
我感谢主，大家愿意凭信心踏出去的人。
And every year we step out a little further.
然后每一年我们就跨越的更远一点。
And God lets our seeds be planted a little further in.
好了，我们的种子能够撒得更远。
And finally, I mentioned seeds of tears.
啊，最后我提到的是泪水的种子。
Because there's something about developing a passion for the lost that moves us to a brokenness.
我们能够对世上灵魂产生那个怜悯的心，让我们能够好像破碎一样。
You know, the psalmist talked about this.
所以诗人如此说。
In Psalm 126.
诗篇一百二十六篇。
Verses 5 and 6.
啊，第五节第六节。
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
是流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
He that goeth forth and weepeth.
那些带种流泪出去的。
Bearing precious seed.
能够把这个非常宝贵的种带出去。
Shall doubtless come again with rejoicing.
必要欢欢乐乐带禾捆回来。
Bringing his sheaves with him.
把他的种子带出去。
And sheaves are that's plural.
啊，这个禾捆其实算是复数的。
And the singular of the word sheaves is sheaf.
啊，那个这个禾捆的单字是这样讲的。
And a sheaf by itself is a bundle because it's a small bundle.
单一的禾捆本身呢，其实是很多的捆绑在一起。
So those who sow in tears are going to come back with many harvest bundles.
哦，那些流泪撒种，他们会收成很多很多的禾捆回来。
I was thinking just a moment ago, it came to my mind.
不久前我就开始想到一件事情。
My wife had a cousin who's now in heaven.
啊，我太太有一个表兄弟，现在已经在主里面。
Who became quite well known in the Christian community across America.
啊，他在北美里面基督教界里面非常出名的一个人。
Because of how God used him to go work amongst the gang members of New York City.
哦，神乃是使用他如何在这个纽约的这个帮派里面工作。
His name was David Wilkerson.
哦，他的名字是 David Wilkerson.
He wrote a great book called The Cross and the Switchblade.
呀，他写了一本书，就是呀。
I still recommend many to read that book.
啊，我再一次推荐大家去读这本书。
It was one of the most read books of all Christian books in the last 50 years.
所有基督教的书籍里面最被人读的一本书。
And he started a ministry called Teen Challenge.
中文叫虎穴亡魂。
for young people on drugs.
他就开始就是来帮助那些吸毒的是帮派的青少年。
Gang members.
啊，那些帮派的人。
In fact, one of the gang leaders that he led to Jesus was named Nicky Cruz.
其中一个带领信主的帮派人就是 Nicky Cruz.
And when he first witnessed to Nicky Cruz on the streets in New York.
当他再一次在纽约的街道上向 Nicky Cruz 传福音的时候
，Nicky Cruz had a switchblade and he opened
up that
switchblade.
有个弹簧刀就把他弹簧刀弹出来。
And he said, "Preacher, I'm going to cut you into 1,000 pieces."
哦，他说，传道人，我要把你砍。
And David Wilkerson said this to him.
然后 David Wilkerson 对他说
，He said, "Yes, and if you cut me into 1,000 pieces."
啊，如果你把我砍成千万片
，Every one of my pieces of my body is going to cry out to you, Nicky, I love you."
然后每一片被你砍下来的这些肉片都会对你说 ，Nicky, 我爱你。
He just started to weep.
他就开始哭了。
And Nicky Cruz gave his life to Jesus.
Nicky Cruz 把他的生命交给了主。
And now Nicky Cruz has led probably more than 2 million people to Jesus.
现在 Nicky Cruz 已经带领了超过200万人信耶稣。
But that's not the end of the story. While I tell you that,
这不是这个故事的结束。
In May this year,
啊，今年五月份的时候
，My wife and I went to Siberia.
然后我跟我太太到了西伯利亚去。
I never wanted to go to Siberia.
啊，其实我从来不想去西伯利亚。
But when we heard it was the 10th anniversary of our ministry there,
然后想说我们在那里有十周年那个工作的这个庆祝
I thought we need to go there.
我说我们必须要到那个地方去
Because we'd been in Russia for over 25 years.
我们已经在过去25年都去了苏联
But in Siberia for 10 years.
在西伯利亚在里面有十年
And in those 10 years,
在过去的十年里面
over 14 million homes have been visited.
1400万的家庭被我们探访过。
And almost 500,000 people have responded to the gospel.
然后超过50万的人对福音有回应。
And been followed up.
然后跟进。
And our director there named Sergey.
啊 ，Sergey 是我们那里的施工主任。
He is so full of joy.
哦，他是充满喜乐。
When I came home, I told our staff.
啊，当我回来告诉我们的同工。
Sergey never walks anywhere.
哦 ，Sergey 他从来不走哪里去。
He skips everywhere.
哦，他就不到跳来跳去。
He's just full of joy.
他是充满喜乐。
And do you know how he was saved?
他怎么得救的呢？
12 years ago or so,
12年前
he was a heroin addict.
哦，他是一个吸毒者。
And someone took him to a teen challenge center in Siberia.
有个人把他带到西伯利亚的一个年轻人的一个挑战中心。
That had been started as a result of David Wilkerson's ministry.
啊，是从 David Wilkerson 开始的一个施工。
Now there are numbers of those centers in Siberia.
现在在西伯利亚有很多这样的一个中心。
And while we were in Siberia,
当我们到西伯利亚去的时候。
We ordained. We prayed for.
我们在那里按例跟那里祷告。
About 30 new leaders.
然后超过30位新的领袖。
And do you know what they told us?
他告诉我们什么呢
？Over half of those leaders.
超过一半的这些领袖们。
Were also former drug addicts or alcoholics.
都是过去的瘾君子或者是酗酒者。
Also saved in teen challenge centers.
我乃是在这个青年挑战中心信主的。
And then I saw all the reports.
然后我看到所有的报告。
In the first 3 months of this year.
啊，今年的首3个月。
As they had gone home to home.
他们从每一家到每一家。
They found 249 drug addicts or alcoholics.
他们找到了249位瘾君子跟酗酒者。
That our ministry was able to enroll in teen challenge centers.
把他们迁到这个青年挑战中心去。
Now, do you see how the seeds in that apple are multiplying?
你看到这个苹果的种子在那里倍增了吗
？This is what happens when we sow into the harvest for the glory of the Lord.
哦，当我们为了神的收成撒出这样的一个种子的时候，这是会发生的事情。
Oh, let me just tell you at least one more story.
告诉你另外一个故事。
And this is a supernatural seed planted.On a dusty path in Africa.
啊，这乃是在非洲尘土之路上的超自然种子。
This is just one more example.
其中一个例子。
You know, this one young man. I think he was probably not even hardly a teenager.
可能一个年轻人，可能还不到青少年的时候。
He was walking along a path.
啊，他在一个街道上走路。
In Africa.
在非洲。
And his name, I still remember his name from reading it years ago.
很多年前我读过，还记得他的名字。
Was Lucas Imolo.
Lucas Imolo 是他的名字。
And he picked up that little tract.
他就找到捡起一个单张。
Only a few pages thick about receiving Jesus.
啊，就几张的单张里面告诉他如何接受耶稣。
And it probably had fallen out of a bag of one of our workers.
可能是从我们其中一个同工的这个包包里面掉出来的。
And he just sat down beside the road and read that little booklet.
坐在路旁就读这个小册子。
And that's all of the gospel that he had ever been given in his life.
哦，乃是他生命当中第一次听到所有福音的内容。
It told about Jesus.
告诉他耶稣。
Why he came?
为什么他来？
How he died?
他怎么死？
How he rose again from the dead?
他怎么从死里复活？
And for him even to understand this was supernatural.
让他能够明白这样的事情也是超自然的。
And then it showed a prayer he could pray.
啊，一个祷告他可以跟着来祷告。
And Lucas Zimolo gave his life to Jesus.
卢卡斯·莫勒就把生命给了耶稣。
And he wanted to know more.
他要知道更多。
And he found out where this booklet came from.
他知道这个小册子从哪里寄出来的。
And not long after that, he asked if he could be a part of our ministry there.
不久后他说我们可不可以成为这个事工的一个分子呢？
And sometime later, he became one of our pioneer missionaries going home to home.
不久以后他从我们开拓性的宣教士从一户人家到一户人家去
传福音。And by the time Lucas Zimolo died,
当Lucas Zimolo死去的时候，
he had led 12,000 Africans to Jesus.
他已经带领了12,000非洲人信耶稣。
Now think of that one seed.
想想这一粒种子所带出来的果效。
I have often wondered who was responsible for giving the gift that ultimately led to the seed that was on that path in Africa.
我在想说，到底是谁奉献那个钱，让这个福音单张能够落在一个非洲的街道上
？Now this I know.
这是我知道的。
I've been here at River Life many times.
我来生命河已经很多年了。
You are planting millions of seeds.
你已经种植了几千万的种子。
But there's even a greater harvest out there yet.
但是外面有更重大的丰收。
Not only in Cambodia, but all over Asia.
不但是在柬埔寨，在全个东南亚。
All over Africa.
全部非洲。
All throughout the world.
全世界各地。
Where trees of life are growing.
生命树会继续的成长。
Because seeds are being planted.
因为种子已经撒下去了。
And the river of life is flowing.
当生命河涌流出去的时候。
Out into the nations.
到万国万民去。
And I encourage you.
我鼓励你。
To ask the Lord.
就问我们的主。
To use that little seed, mustard seed of faith in your heart.
使用在你心中的一粒芥菜籽的信心的种子。
To multiply to a harvest that brings him great glory.
然后倍增到带进来的丰收能够把荣耀给他。
Amen.
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 Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, once again, I thank you for this day.
父神为今天来感谢赞美你。
I thank you for all the opportunities that you're opening up before a river of life.
谢谢你把生命河该有的机会都展现在我们面前。
That your river of healing will flow out to the nations of the world.
你医治的河流涌到世界各地去。
To water these seeds that you give us the opportunity to plant.
能够浇灌你给我们撒出去的种子。
And to bring an extraordinary harvest for your glory.
能够带来超自然的那个收成，能够把荣耀给你。
And we ask this in your name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
And everybody said,
大家一起说
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们再次谢谢 The Eastman 的美好的信息。
Once again, thank you, Pastor The Eastman, for the wonderful message.
正如刚才说的，鼓励我们能够再次为宣教来撒种。
Just what he has encouraged us how we can sow seed.
先好不好？就从你前面已备的这个口袋里可以拿出任线卡来。
The back pocket in front of you, you can take out the Faith Pledge for Missions card.
求神的灵感动你，能够为明年的宣教事工能够任线一个数字。
Ask God's Spirit to move you so that for Faith Pledge for Mission.
这可以是一年多少钱，或每个月多少钱。
You can pledge 1 year, you're going to give how much, or 1 month, you're going to give how much.
就像今天的信息所说，你永远无法想象这一颗种子带来多少的收成。
Just like the message already said, it's one seed, how much harvest you can gather in.
就像如果你在生命河很久一段时间。
If you have been here, we were alive for quite some times.
你真的看见我们生命和宣教的事工扩展到现在世界各地。
You see how River of Life mission work has expanded throughout the world.
我们看见都是弟兄姐妹你们所撒的种子。
It is all because all brothers and sisters what seed you have sowed.
Amen. 所以我求神的灵感动你。
So may God's Spirit move you right now.
也许你说我前几个礼拜填过了。
Maybe say, oh, next few weeks ago, I already.
也许神有新的感动啊。
Maybe God move you now.
宣教需要我们的摆上。
And missions need our.
你知道宣教不是我们教会的工作。
So mission is not our church work.
也不是我刘牧师一天到晚跑来跑去的工作。
It's not Pastor Tom running here and there.
我是愿意跑，没有错。
I'm willing to go.
宣教是我每一个人的工作。
But mission is everybody's work.
你也要有份。
对 ，you need to be.
你不要只看哦，刘牧师跑来跑去。
Oh, Pastor Tom run here and there.
其实我们每个牧师都跑来跑去。
Yeah, every pastor we run here and there.
但是你也需要摆上。
But you also need to offer yourself to God.
你也需要在神的国有份。
That you need to be part of God's kingdom.
我知道今天很多的青少年在这里。
There are many young people among us.
可能你说啊，我们青少年能做什么
？I say, young people, what can we do?
那就从你青少年开始。
Starting from where you are.
趁着年轻，你要来经历上帝的作为。
While you're still young, you can experience God's work.
我还记得我女儿 Frances 小时候在年青少年的时候。
I still remember when my daughter Frances was a teenager.
有一次她参加也是宣教月我们的聚会。
When she joined our church for the mission conference.
要求填任线表。
And asked her to fill out the faith based
formations. 她祷告。
She prayed.
就填了一个数字。
And she filled out a number.
回家告诉我们。
She told me afterward.
结果我跟司母尊吓一跳，你怎么填这个数字
？So me and my wife say, how can you fill out such a number?
你哪有钱可以付这个数字、啊、
？You don't have money to offer.
他说，我祷告神感动我这个数字啊。
So I pray and God move me to write this
what
number.
What can I say?
我能够说什么呢？
我说 OK。
OK。
我们只有拼命为他祷告。
So we just continue to pray really hard for her.
就很奇妙，你知道吗
？And then what amazingly?
在那一年的年底
，the end of that year，
他告诉我。
She told me,
爸爸
Dad,
我真的奉献了那个数字。
Oh, I really offer up that number.
Hallelujah.
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 当然，中间很多的故事，神给他很多 extra 的 income 在那对。
Of course, there are many stories God give her a lot of extra income.
超过他所求所想，但他真的经历神的信实。
But she experienced God's faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
所以不要觉得你不能够做什么。
So don't feel that you cannot do anything.
无论你能够为神摆上多少。
So whenever you can offer to God, it's always good.
神都是信实的。
That God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
好吧，我们这段时间就来填写，好不好？
凭信心
来填。求神给你一个数字，请你填写一下。
And write down this number.
有两年哈，你可以把它撕下来，到时候啊。
You can tear apart.
下面这个部分是交给教会的。
The bottom part you return it to the church.
啊，你可以填一年多少钱或每个月多少钱。
How much you want to give 1 year? How much you want to give per month?
待会儿我会请招待到前面来。
And then we're going to ask Asher to come to the front.
可以把这张单子放在奉献袋里面。
Then you can put this in the offering bag.
我们一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
亲爱的主，我再次感谢你。
You got once again we give thanks to you.
你是赐种子给我们的神。
You are the one who gave us seed.
当凭信心撒出去的时候
，as we sow by faith，
就要看见百倍的收成。
You're going to see hundredfold of harvest.
我们曾经经历过了。
We have experienced you before.
但我们要继续来经历。
We want to continue to experience you.
因为主有更伟大的收成等候着我们。
Because there's a greater harvest waiting for us.
让我们再一次凭信心摆上我们自己。
By faith we offer ourselves to you.
让你的国度从这里扩展。
That your kingdom can expand from here.
直到万国万民。
Until all nations and all people.
祝福每位弟兄姐妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
今天他们凭信心填这个数字。
As by faith fill out this number.
你要祝福他们。
You bless them.
百倍的收成。
Hundredfold harvest.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名。
Thanksgiving in Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们现在请招待传奉献袋，好吧？
大家
可以把这个任线卡放在奉献袋的里面。
You can put the faith pledge in the offering bag.
唱这首诗歌。父神创造地主，显明你创造心意，兴起你所拣选的百姓，带着地同行前进，宇宙万物在叹息，等候你能力彰显。求主释放你的恩膏，哦，神就在这时刻，愿你荣耀降临此地。让它从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你。 天王起立来唱，哈利路亚！愿你荣耀，
愿你荣耀降临此地，
哈利路亚！是的，主，
让它从。愿你爱。
谢谢我们的主，你拣选我们
，for chosen us，
拣选这个教会
，you chosen this church，
能够在这个世代成为你的器皿
，in this generation become your instrument，
成为宣教的器皿
，become a missions instrument，
成为影响世代的器皿
，become an instrument to influence
generations。再次让我们全然委身在你的面前
，once again we commit ourselves totally to you。
主啊，继续使用我们
，continue to use us。
让我们在你的国度上与你来同工
，so that we can co-labor with you in your kingdom。
让你的心意得到满足
，your hearts will be satisfied。
是的，主，愿你的国度降临
，yes Lord may your kingdom come。
愿你的旨意成就
，may your will be done。
透过我们
，through us。
从这里直涌到万国万民。
From here until all nations and all
people。现在主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Now may the grace of Jesus。
上帝的慈爱。
The love of God。
圣灵的感动。
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit。
常与众人同在。
Be with us all。
从今直到永永远远。
Now until forevermore。
阿门。再让荣耀归给我们的神。哈利路亚。跟你旁边弟兄姊妹，让生命河继续涌流。跟他说。
Never let the river flow。
上帝祝福你们。
God bless you。